1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW-WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 50% chance for rain with a high of 50. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 32. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Wayne Fire Protection District responded to a fire at the Knapp Sitgo near Interstate 64 on Highway 242 southeast of Wayne City yesterday afternoon. 17 firemen, 2 engines, and 2 tankers responded to the business at approximately 4:15. Firemen say the cause of the fire is believed to be electrical and was not considered suspicious. They say it started in a wall in the store and moved into the attic. The building sustained some fire and water damage, as did its roof, and firemen say it will require structural and electrical repairs. Firemen were on scene for about 2 hours, though they had the fire under control in 30 minutes. The Orchardville Fire Protection District covered the Wayne Station, and Wayne City EMS also responded to the station for standby, though no injuries were reported. The Sitgo station was closed this morning, and Knapp had no official word on when it might reopen. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. Another year has come and gone, seems like 5, and whew, what a year. Appliance demand has been high and supply low, but please be assured we're here to help in any way we can to get you what you need. Speed Queen washers and dryers are back in stock while they last. Stop by and see our selection of in-stock appliances now. We are getting more in as they become available. That's Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. Thanks so very much for your support in 2020. We really appreciate it and hope to see you in 2021 as well.
Hubinger's Furniture Company is an interior design center that knows the secret isn't in what you spend, but what you select. How design and style should blend to achieve just the right balance. Displays at Hubinger's give you a new world of ideas. Ideas that will release the personality of your home. Exciting living room, dining room, and bedrooms. The extras that make any room unmistakably your own. Come browse today. You'll get ideas, and they will be beautiful. Only at Hubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
In other news, 31-year-old Fairfield resident Joey L. Deckard was arrested by county deputies last night on a charge of domestic battery. Deputies spoke to a complainant who said he threw items at her in his home, punched her in the back of the head, and hit her face. She said she then left her home for work, went back, again had items thrown at her by Deckard, and was struck in the back of the head by a hair straightener. She then gathered some items and went to the sheriff's office. Deputies went to the residence and arrested Deckard without incident, and he was booked in the Wayne County Jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. The Wayne County Board will meet tonight at 7 in the upstairs courtroom of the Wayne County Courthouse. The night will begin with action on filling vacancies on the board. County Republican Chairman Ron Woodrow will bring a name to fill the seat of Shirley McDavid, who recently resigned. Chairpersons from both established parties will then put in nominations to fill vacancies in Districts 1, 3, and 4. No candidates ran for the spots in the November election. The board will then vote by district to seat board members. In other business, the board is scheduled to hear from Randy Hedrick regarding road issues and to appoint Stephen Sork to the Skillet Fork Drainage District. It's also expected to hear a resolution regarding the transfer of matching county federal highway tax funds and to discuss courthouse repair. After various committee reports, the board is scheduled to enter executive session to discuss personnel. The Fairfield Park Board will meet tonight at 6. After a financial report and report from Park Superintendent Chris Jenkins, the board is scheduled to hear from Dustin Smith with Concrete Evolutions regarding a pool deck bid. Smith has been on the agenda for 3 months running, but was unable to attend the November or December meetings. In new business, the board is scheduled to open bids for a golf course mower and approve the FY20 annual financial report to the comptroller. Fairfield Memorial Hospital has released its weekly update on its expansion progress. The drywall contractor has nearly finished the framing on the third floor this week and has moved to the second floor to install door frames, track, and metal stud work. Spray fireproofing is ongoing on the second floor this week, and the weather barrier on the east face of the building should begin this week, weather permitting. Mechanical and plumbing work on the third floor has begun, and preliminary wiring on the third floor for a new fire alarm system has also started. Next week, again weather permitting, the drywall contractor should continue with interior stud framing on the second floor and work to complete the exterior studs and framing. Mechanical, electrical, and plumbing contractors will continue their projects on the third floor as well. The Illinois General Assembly passed a criminal justice omnibus yesterday morning, and the bill now heads to the governor's office. It's made up of several provisions that will impact all aspects of the state's criminal justice system, including an act that would end cash bail and a complete overhaul of police certification. The Senate passed an amended version of the bill just before 5 a.m. in a 32-23 vote, and the House passed it with only the minimum 60 required votes. It was sponsored by Representative Justin Slaughter of Chicago.
As black communities across our state grapple with police brutality, mass incarceration, and prevalent crime and violence, this bill represents a robust, transformative, bold, ambitious initiative to comprehensively reform our criminal justice system.
Representative Patrick Windhorst of Metropolis voted against the bill, saying it would decrease public safety.
From the early 90s to 2014 and 15, we have seen massive decreases in crime throughout our state and country. A massive overhaul of the criminal justice system, I believe, will lead to increases in crime and an undoing of the things that have occurred over that 20 to 25-year period of time that have resulted in a safer society.
Some of the bill's more controversial aspects, like ending qualified immunity for police, were reduced or removed after heavy opposition. In broad strokes, the bill says all cash bail and bail conditions will be replaced by a system of pretrial releases in 2023. Statewide use of force standards are to be established by 2022, and some uses of force, like chokeholds, are banned unless explicitly used as deadly force. Large agencies in the state must have body cameras in place by 2022, and all agencies must have them by 2025. The bill also ensures suspects in custody must be able to make 3 phone calls within 3 hours of being taken into custody, and that right is renewed each time they are detained in a new location. The Illinois Law Enforcement Coalition says it's disappointed by the lack of discussion with members of the law enforcement community that led to the passage. It says communities will be less safe if the governor signs the bill into law, and it urges him to veto it. The Wayne County Health Department announced 9 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 yesterday. A male child, female teen, female in her 20s, 2 females in their 60s, a female in her 70s, male in his 80s, and female in her 90s. The county had 1,340 total cases. 2 people were hospitalized, 96 were in isolation, and 45 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. No new probable cases were reported, leaving that total of 131. 11 of those cases were isolating and were being actively contact traced. Edwards County reported 22 new cases and 1 death from last Thursday to yesterday. It had 466 cases, with 32 people in isolation and 7 COVID-related deaths. Wabash County added 8 cases and sat at 1,121. 3 people were hospitalized and 43 were in isolation. The State Department of Public Health announced 5,862 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 97 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,046,030 cases and 17,840 deaths. White County added 11 cases and sat at 1,389, and Hamilton County announced 6 new cases and 1 additional death. It had 683 total cases, and 17 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate from January 6th through the 12th was 7.3%. Regions of Illinois successfully containing the virus may be able to ease up on COVID-19 restrictions tomorrow, according to Governor J.B. Pritzker.
If things continue to improve in a region, IDPH will reclassify that region according to Tier 2, Tier 1, and back to Phase 4 as they meet the necessary metrics. If we maintain adherence to mask wearing and social distancing and make sure to get vaccinated when it's your time, we will experience a robust recovery that I know we all look forward to.
In order to move back to Tier 2 mitigations, a region must have a less than 12% positivity rate for 3 consecutive days, greater than 20% availability for ICU and hospital beds, and declining COVID hospitalizations in 7 of the past 10 days. Per dph.illinois.gov, the southern region has a positivity rate of 8.5% and has been under 12% for 10 days. Just met the bed availability metric today, though ICU beds were only at 20.8%, and 8 of its past 10 days have seen hospitalization decreases. Should ICU beds stay above 20% tomorrow, the region will have met the criteria to lift some restrictions. The Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education met Monday night. It heard the district food service account is still in the black at just over $44,500, and it also heard the new bus fleet is holding its own much better than the older fleet. 112 is saving just over $1,700 per month on fuel. Board members approved a resolution providing for the issuance of working cash bonds at the meeting. It was the final step in a two-month process where current outstanding bonds were refinanced and new bonds were sold off for a total of $2.5 million in working cash bonds. The board also voted to make its annual $350 donation to the Junior Achievement Program, and it heard the second reading of several policies. In personnel moves, the board approved upcoming non-paid days for one employee and tabled approving non-paid days for another until next month. It had been scheduled to approve the employment of a paraprofessional, but the candidate withdrew their name over the weekend. Board members then approved the destruction of closed session audio tapes from August 2018 to July 2019. Michael Madigan is no longer the Speaker of the Illinois House. Chris Welch made history yesterday as the first black person elected to the post, and he replaced Madigan, who served in the role for 36 of the last 38 years. Welch issued a call for unity and said he would no longer refer to others as Democrats or Republicans.
As the Illinois General Assembly, it's important that we meet the challenges of this moment. How do we do that? How do we meet those challenges? We meet the challenge of the moment by being united, not divided. I hope we can open a new chapter in this great state where we can work together to help families who have lost jobs, access to employment, heck, access to the unemployment office, and health care.
Welch won the post over House Minority Leader Jim Durkin by a 70-44 vote. Durkin initiated a petition that led to the formation of an investigative committee to probe Madigan's role in a bribery scheme involving ComEd and to determine if he should be disciplined. Welch chaired that committee and ensured no such action was taken. Just before Welch was voted in, Madigan thanked the members of the House Democratic Caucus for their faith in him over the years, and he said he's confident Illinois remains in good hands. Even as the new speaker was named yesterday, a new General Assembly was also sworn in. Kim Howard has more.
The legislature faces a daunting year with the pandemic continuing and a huge budget deficit looming. Senate President Don Harmon says there's much work to be done, such as passing ethics reforms.
But we need to do more than that. As we head into 2021, I believe that there are two main things the people of Illinois want for us: jobs and justice.
Democrats hold a supermajority in both the Senate and the House. Republicans say they want to work to improve the business climate in Illinois and get government spending under control. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. USDA Choice Beef Sirloin Tip or Eye of Round Roast, $3.99 a pound. 1 pound bag of baby carrots, 99 cents. 10 pound bag of russet potatoes, $3.65. And fresh celery, $1.69. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main.
Built on dedication, Graper Post Buildings has earned the trust of thousands throughout the heartland. A major leader in the post frame industry, you can turn to us for advice, best price, and most durable, long-lasting products and buildings in the country. Buildings for agriculture, commercial, residential, and even new roofs. We have the staff, crews, and supplies to handle your project. Turn to Graper Post, a tradition for over 45 years. Call us today at 800-264-5013. Visit us online at graperpost.com or drop by our showroom near Odin, Indiana.
Uniquely Rustique is looking forward to an awesome 2021. All of the gals at 705 West Main in Fairfield are truly grateful for the friends, old and new, who have helped their business continue to serve this special community. Watch the big sign out front, like them on Facebook, and find them online at uniquelyrustique.com. Stay tuned for special events and sales throughout 2021. Wishing everyone a happy and prosperous new year, Uniquely Rustique. Currently in Fairfield, it's 48. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 31,183, up 123 points. The NASDAQ is at 13,180, up 51. February crude oil is at $53.25. That is up 34 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WUFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 60-year-old Berryville resident Bradley W. Poole died on Tuesday. Brad Poole is survived by his wife Jane, children Brittany, Benjamin, and Braden, three grandchildren, and sister Cheryl. Services for Brad Poole will be held at noon on Saturday at Berryville Christian Church. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be at Shiloh Cemetery. 71-year-old Fairfield resident Margaret Allison died on Monday. Margaret Allison is survived by her husband Jess, daughter Sandra, and two grandchildren. Private services for Margaret Allison will be held. Burial will be at Maple Hill Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 80-year-old Flora resident Robert Eugene Elliott died on Tuesday. Bob Elliott is survived by one sister, two nieces, one nephew, and several great-nephews. Per Bob Elliott's wishes, his body was cremated. Services will be held at a later date. Frankenbright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
During these uncertain health-related times, Asbury & Associates is taking every precaution to make sure you and your loved ones are safe. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
We've lowered our volume in our office to make sure that we have appropriate separation and social distancing, and we try to keep up on the CDC guidelines to ensure that we're keeping the office as safe as we can. We're simply going to treat this as no different as part of our normal daily hygiene, and we'll all make it through this.
Asbury & Associates, with four offices to serve you. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today, a 50% chance for rain. Today we'll have a high around 50. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 32, and then a chance for some snow tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 38. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Cloudy on Saturday, a high of 38 and low of 30. Cloudy on Sunday, a high of 35 and low of 22. And partly sunny skies on Monday. Monday we'll have a high of 38 with an overnight low around 30.